Not everybody has a printer to do that.
Anybody that doesn't know me,
take the time to flip it over.
My name is Steve Rogers, AF5JR, and I'm the new president, and hopefully will be presiding over this meeting if I can pull it off. The first thing we want to do is start off with our invocation and pledge to a flag, which I can't seem to find. So we're going to set our pledge for Christmas tree. And and I'm going to ask Bert Phillips if he'll lead us in the invocation.
Will you pray with me? Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunity to meet here this morning. Lord, we just thank you for the past year that we've had and the good things that's happened in our club. We've worked together in good spirits. We just come to you again asking the same, that we'll do even better this year. Lord, we just ask that you be with the leaders of this club as it starts off the year. Be with the military as they're overseas protecting us, our appointed leaders and elected leaders. Lord, just be with them and bless our country. And we ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I guess we'll face the flag if we can.
Imagine, if you will, the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. God bless America.
Is that a Bush?
Yeah, we don't have our All right, I'll call the meeting to order. First thing up is going to be our secretary's report and our minutes from the last meeting, which I believe most of you probably already have by way of email. If you don't, be sure that you get with our secretary and make sure he has your email address so that you can get those. Anything you want to report to us, Richard?
At the meeting, we discussed having another raffle in the future. And there was some also discussion about the upcoming run for the Lion activity and the Susan B. Coleman breast cancer walk-a-thon event. Bert Phillips suggested that we have a picnic in the park and he will do all the cooking. I think that's what you said, Bert.
I would be in charge of getting someone.
Okay. There was a discussion about the upcoming rough draft on the budget, which was tabled and which I assume will be discussed some today. And then we had Jason Spivey brought up the fact that he wanted to pay the $600 in one lump sum to the Four States Fair event. There was discussion about the purchase of prizes for the Ham Fest and how to generate more sales at the Ham Fest. And there was also talk about the deficiency in used equipment. So everybody dig into their little pile and find out what you can do without and make a donation or set you up a table. Last thing that was discussed that's not on this minute was doing a mail out to all active current Ham members in the Four States area. Now, David gave me Excel spreadsheet on it, so it's already been mail merged and ready to when everybody decides what they want to act on and who do it. And that's basically what we discussed. That's it.
Any discussion about the minutes? I believe
the motion to accept the minutes.
Hold up just a second. I believe Teague was telling me that $600 check was actually for the tower, for our tower rental for the year, rather than the Four States Fair.
Oh, okay.
So we probably need to amend those minutes.
Okay.
I will do that. Anybody else think of anything that needs to be amended on those minutes? Then I would entertain a motion to accept the minutes by Greg, and second by Gerald. All in favor? Any opposed? And the motion carries. Okay, next up is our treasurer's report.
Right now we got 8277.15 in the bank. And we're working on a budget for 15. We've got Amfest, tire rental, insurance, this, that, and the other. We've got to come out of this. Other than that, that's about it. But we're working on a budget for 15 right now. And that's about all I got.
Okay, as far as bills pending, we still need to do the tower payment?
The tower payment is due, and I think it was $600 for the tower payment, and the $250 for the deposit on the building out of the fairgrounds. And I don't know whether Jason was going to, consult with him out there. I've got the contract right here. We'll see if we're going to pay that all at once or do it like we've been doing.
I think the discussion was last meeting that we go ahead and pay the deposits in full up front. To go ahead and secure the building.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then pay the
additional
later.
Closer to the end.
All right. Sound like a winner.
Any discussion on those expenditures?
I think we discussed to pay it off.
Did we?
Yes, sir. We did.
Okay.
That's what I was.
Well, I think that's where the $600 comes in. It could be up to $600.
So we have $600 bill both places.
And that means the minutes were right.
I guess so. You did a good time. Sorry,
Mr. I do apologize.
Well, I accept that.
Okay. All right, so we have a $600
Let me ask a quick question. What does the contract say on the building out there? Because I know normally it has been paid the deposit and then paid the balance at a later time. And so
I think according to the contract, it can be done either way.
Okay.
So
why would we not?
Why not pay it up front? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't.
I mean,
it
all
has to be paid. It doesn't draw any interest.
There's not any real advantage for us to split the payment.
With you.
It
would just be a hassle trying to get all the check signers again.
I see.
It's 1/5 to the fairground to pay the whole thing.
Okay.
Yes, Gerald.
Has anyone taken care of the shelter out of the fairgrounds for our field day yet?
It's going to be done next week.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. So we've got a tower bill of $600 that will be for the entire year. In the past, we have split that as well into $200-$300 payments. But it was discussed that we go ahead and pay that up front. Our club is in bed right now to be able to do these kind of things on a yearly basis rather than having to string them out. So I think it's in our best interest to do it that way. So you got the $600 there, and then you've got another $600 plus $250 deposit for the fairgrounds. The $250 we'll get back after the hemp fest. Actually, that went up to $300, didn't it?
No, it went to $250, but we only get back $150.
Okay. Probably a cleanup fee that.
Yes.
Maybe we should have cleaned up some.
I imagine it was so good.
We always leave the building in better shape than we found it.
That's right. It's $300, $600 for the rent, and then $150 for the site. So basically, it's still.
Okay.
So it's still the same amount.
Okay. All right. So we need a motion for to pay a year's worth of tower expense and also for the total expense for acquiring the building for HamFest. Do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion that we pay.
Okay. We've got LaRue has made a motion and you will be second. Got that, Richard?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And the motion carries. Anything else on treasurer's report?
Not that I can think of at this moment. As I keep saying, we are working on a budget for 15. And that's all I got.
David Glenn is kind of helping with that and has been given some accurate facts and figures from last couple of years. Expenses and revenues, so hopefully he'll be putting together a spreadsheet on that that'll be a pretty accurate depiction of what we should expect as far as our bills for this next year. And of course we're hoping to be able to escrow some money there to put back in case of emergencies for taking care of equipment failures and such as that. Okay, reports from the committees. The bylaws committee, who wants to give that?
Bylaws committee is starting back again this next week, wrapping up for presenting to the board first. We have some new members on the board and some changes, but I want to present that to them first and then we'll present it to the club after that. So I'm hoping in about 60 days we'll have it wrapped up.
Okay. What about our training committee? I'm gonna kind of go with Clarence on that since he's got a training class coming up.
The CW class, and of course we got several people that are interested in that. And probably the first night we're gonna talk about the family of Didaws. A Didaw, and then the Didaw Da. That's about all we're going to do. Some of you know this little ditty, which is C. Yeah, you've heard that several times on the radio.
I know what that said.
Yeah, he knows what it
de-da,
is.
De-da, de-da, de-da.
That's about all I got out of that, too.
Well, hey, that's a start.
I've got to be always really gotta be a comedian.
As long as you remember the rhythm pattern. After a while, it'll sink into you. That's a CQ. You're calling everybody, and you'll hear it a lot. And then there's this little ditty that you hear a lot too on the air. You hear the 73 is good buddy or whatever. So you get the deal. You don't really have to know anything. Don't count dots and dashes. Get away from that. That's old school. That will mess you up. Go by that overall sound. That. You don't count dots and dashes on that. You know automatically when you hear that rhythm pattern, that's CQ. And this one is at 73. They're signing off. When you got four characters in your mind already, the rhythm pattern is what you get. So it's real easy.
When does it start?
6:30 Tuesday night. Steve's got us a nice little cubby hole out there someplace. If we get six or seven, well, we'll be.
Just depends on how many folks we end up with as to where we want to do it. We can use the big room that we normally use for some of our functions and stuff. If there's only half half a dozen of us, and we want something a little more cozy, we may actually move into the day room at the fire station just to have, you know, something with a little less echo.
So. Nothing complicated about it. You might bring a pencil and paper to write with. If you don't have a key, that's all right. You can use this one. And we've got the code also on the table or whatever. But the thing about it is you need to be able to see them as well as you would see. Of course, a lot of people can see them. Last year, I found out that sending is just as hard for some people as it is copying it. So you have to practice both of them. The nice thing about it is make a tape of yourself sending, and if you could copy your own self, then you're getting there. But,
all right. Thanks, Clarence. All right. We've got to be thinking already about our ham fest. So, that's true. As far as the training, we've also got another technician class coming up that starts March the 3rd, and it'll be out at the Nash Building also. If any of you know of anybody that has an interest in becoming a ham radio operator, try to talk them into coming to that class. The only expense that they're going to have is the book, $15 testing fee at the end of it. And although the class is not required by FCC, it's still going to give them a good background and going to make it a little bit easier for them to study and be able to pass that exam. So if any of you know of anybody that we can talk into attending that, we'd certainly appreciate it. Do what? It is for technician class. It's for entry level. And it will be at Nash. Let's see, any other training we got coming up? Not that I know of. What about Ham Fest? We got a committee on HamFest already. We probably need to be putting one of those together.
It's less than 4 months.
Oh, it's pretty. Yeah.
It's really not all that long.
Less than 4 months.
Yeah. And February 15th, run the line.
Right.
Still have 4 spots open. And
I will be on duty. Unfortunately, I can't be part of it. Jonathan probably will.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Simple as everybody sign in sheet.
Yeah, and if you'll get the email addresses of those, we'll get them on the net reminder, even if they don't have a ham license yet.
On these right here, sign in sheet.
Just a sign in sheet.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. Richard over here, whatever it is.
Thanks, sir.
Hey, Steve.
Yes, sir.
I'll take care of the newspaper stuff on the technician class. Good and ham fest. So,
okay.
Since I got a pipeline there, it works pretty good.
All right.
Hey, we'll get seen up in there.
I probably won't be in there to have the class start, but I'm going to put it in there. Going to. All
right. Yeah, we need to be thinking about the Ham Fest and what we need to be, you know, getting together for that planning committee. I mean, basically, Jason Spivey has always kind of taken care of the building for us, getting it, you know, nailed down and coordinating how many tables we're going to need and all that kind of thing. We need to start contacting our vendors, because any vendors that we want here, they're already filling their calendar for every weekend for the next year. So we need to get them lined up. Gerald, you going to be a vendor this year?
No, sir. I'm working on other ways than that. But while I was wondering, somebody mentioned at the last club meeting or somewhere, a board meeting or something, that the club was talking about getting a larger building than the one out there at the fairgrounds.
We've looked at that a little bit, but we have not been able to find anything just a little bit larger. You know, once you get past the size of the building they got there, then you jump into something quite a bit larger, and then that's quite a bit more money that I really don't think that we're able to do right now. We need to grow a little bit more in our Ham Fest before we're ready to take on a lot more expense to get a bigger building.
What I was getting at, if you've got more vendors coming in, you're going to have more space.
Right, right.
And if you can't have the space, you can't have the vendors, so you're not going to have the extra money coming in.
One of the things that that I thought about doing is possibly contacting the one of the funeral homes and see if we can get a funeral tent that would set up in that grass space next door to that building, and maybe allowing some space out there that would be covered, that if you had some overflow vendors, you could give them some space under there, or also your tailgating. We need to really, really promote the tailgating, and that people could set up their own tables and things that
that's
they bring under there.
Got to throw a tent like that.
I don't think that's a big, I do have a guy that I work with every day at the fire station in Texarkana that works. He's the newly appointed Miller County coroner and also works for a funeral home, and I think I can probably talk him into a tent at no expense. So we may try that to allow us a little more space. But as far as getting a whole other building, we would more than double what it's going to cost us to actually have a building to put it in by going anywhere else. We just hadn't found anything else that worked well. Plus, we do try to keep it as centrally located as we can as far as people that are traveling into the area. And that Four States Fairgrounds is something that's pretty well known to everybody in the area anyway, and it's easy to find.
I didn't know if the fairground had another building.
They really don't. Out there on their property, like I said, you go from little bitty to way big. The next thing they've got out there is the arena. It costs a fortune.
It costs $2,500.
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah. So you're talking the difference between $600 and $2,500. That's not feasible for us.
How about that new, the new building that you got built here recently? Off of down near the mall. It's a big arena.
It's out of sight.
Yeah, they're
17.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, they're pretty expensive.
I bet it's more now.
Yeah, probably is.
I think so.
We've checked on that convention center and also the Arkansas Convention Center too, and they run about the size. So yeah. It's a lot of money. But if anybody can come up with, a large building that would accommodate us. The building that we're in is a really good size. It's got a kitchen built in. It really works perfect for what we want. If it was about 2,000 square foot larger, it'd be absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
and like I said, that's what I'm hoping that maybe we can take care of with a funeral tent or something like that. We can give ourselves some more covered space that way. And another thing we may be able to talk to the fairgrounds people is the covered the area where we use for our testing over there underneath that cover across from us. It may be tailgating into that area even. To allow everybody to set up underneath the roof. So we might be able to work some things out with them without spending too much money. And if so, that would be something we could entertain. So we do need to be trying to put together a committee. I hate to do that without Jason here to help organize that. So we'll try to get onto that next meeting for sure.
You're gonna be in trouble by next meeting.
Yeah. I mean, we're really gonna already
really
be behind the curve at that point.
Yeah.
Of course, Jason is already acquiring the building, so that part will be nailed down by then for sure. And then we need to really, really get down to food. LaRue has been helping us with that part of it for the last couple of years. Hopefully you're still on for that.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy to help and do whatever I can, but I'm not sure physically. I'm not sure. I've got some challenges coming up this year.
Yeah. But I think really our biggest thing with the Ham Fest is getting the building, getting the food deal nailed down, and getting the vendors notified. And at that point, everything else, all the rest of the logistics, are things that can kind of be thrown in together within a week or so and don't really require too much labor. But those three things need to be kind of figured up front, which hopefully we're taking care of the building next week.
Door prizes is something, too, to get started on.
Yeah, door prizes. Of course, you know, we rely on our vendors a lot for those, but until you know who those vendors are, you can't really ask. So
we've been getting a lot of help from the community, too, and that you really have to get started on early. Yeah. As far as food, we've been getting a lot of help on food, and we've been getting help on door prizes to be given away as well. Mm-hmm. But we have to get the request in.
Yeah, a lot of these businesses, they only have a certain amount of money that they can give towards any kind of giveaways and stuff for the year. And so what a lot of these stores do is they have their own internal committees that you have to fill out a form and submit it, and that committee has to meet and decide what they're going to give you. So they have to have lead time for that.
Right. It's mostly about the first of the month that they set these things aside.
Yeah.
The donations.
So you got to get on that. All right. Any old business that we need to?
Yes. Last month I tabled an issue that came up about spouse and family dues, and I tell you, because we didn't have time last month to discuss it, and I'd like to bring that up at this time.
Okay. Any discussion on that? What he's talking about is the dues right now call for $30 per year for the initial family member, and then allows for any club to join for $1 per year. There has been some discussion about raising that family member's amount so that it gives us a little bit more money in our account to use for the HamFest and everything else. We do need, the club does need to generate funds. So there is a need for that. We don't necessarily advocate that every family member be charged the $30, but they were talking about some sort of a reduced rate, but something that was a little bit more than the $1. So what discussion do we have on that matter?
I like to bring up that the ARRL, 30, 35 for a member, but it's only $8 for the family member, like Matthew in our house. There's only $8 more for him. Due to the fact that we get one magazine for the house and he didn't need to get the magazine, so therefore the rate's cut down. And the $8 goes to support the club, and just personally the club and their stuff. Therefore, to help the when you make money and so forth, change, $10 would be appropriate for another member of a household. Based on that, due to the fact that it goes to the club, we don't have a magazine to support or anything, so therefore $10 is easier to make change than $8. So, and I wouldn't mind grabbing the ear of Matt and say, cough up $10. But, you know, I think that's a reasonable price for an additional member in the family. And especially one who's not working or a child.
What about the possibility of, you know, some family members may be licensed ham radio operators, some may not. By virtue of your membership, you have voting rights within the club. But should there be a different price possibly for licensed operator members or not?
That would have to be from the committee. That,
yeah, that's one of the things that was brought up.
Bylaws committee that sits
there. Is it maybe $5 for an extra member if they weren't licensed, and then 10 or 15 if they were licensed? So, but Greg, what you brought this up. What comments do you?
Comment. Yay, nay, indifferent. You know, I mean, raising the price, my spouse isn't involved. So the only comment I have about this is that we already depend a lot on our spouses, like for HamFest, for coming up with goodies to donate, you know, like a pie or whatever. And we also need to look at the fees that go into making a pie, making cookies or whatever. You know, they don't have to do that. Is that gonna affect that as well for some of the families that are on fixed incomes? We need to look at that as well. Now, also, we got to look at our assets along with our liabilities. How many of the spouses will we lose and lose our bottom membership? That's all I've got.
Bert?
I don't see any reason of changing it at all. We've got some members in here that are just barely getting by and can't actually afford the $30. Not that that's very much. If we go up, how is that going to affect them? They like to talk on that radio and be a part of our club just as much as we do otherwise. So I don't see any, we're not going to gain that much money at the end of the year at $1 or $5 anyway.
You're not going to gain much money, and you gain a worker when you got drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You also have to think about that too.
You also have the wives that are getting money back for $1. That's where I get to run back. You know, that's good for
us. Can I speak to
Yes.
The bylaws committee has looked at this since we started September, October, and that's kind of what started the discussion of all of this. It comes from the bylaws. Mm-hmm. What we think is fair, and David can correct me if I'm mistaken, because it's been several months now since we looked at this, but what we're looking at is there's a difference between licensed and non-licensed members. Our proposal that you'll be seeing when we present the bylaws will be non-licensed members are free. Spouses that their husbands are licensed and their members and their spouses are not licensed, but they're part of the group, which we love. We don't want to exclude them at all. They are a big help with, like, LaRue, your tremendous help over the past year. Now, she is licensed now, but tremendous help in the food and the cookies for our classes that she makes for us. Tremendous help, and I do not want to exclude them at all. I just don't think it's right for a non-licensed person to have full voting privileges of a special licensed group or club. So we like to treat that differently, and we're proposing that a non-licensed member are free, but then the licensed members are $30, and then the extra ones are where we chose, $10 or whatever. But I think that's fair. I don't want to exclude anybody out of the group. All of them contributes major to the group. And so, but we did look at non-members having full voting privileges, and that's one thing that we would like to change.
Steve, you know, to me, it seems like, maybe I'm off track here, but it seems like, you know, even though we talked about this last month, we are into the year, and the bylaws committee is working very diligently to put bylaws together. They're already addressing this, and I would really like us to see let's just wait for the bylaws committee. They're researching, they're looking, they're trying to come up with, you know, what they feel is best. And then when they come up with their best shot, if we want to, if, you know, if we have a disagreement at that point, then let's address it before we agree, before we approve the bylaws.
The bylaws, once they're done by the committee, they will be presented in draft form to the membership. And then we'll have some opportunities there to tweak all of this before we actually call for a vote and adopt the new bylaws that we're going to abide by. So there will be an opportunity to do that. I'm also in agreement that any change that we do to our dues needs to be done at the first of the year whenever dues are being collected. And we've already actually started collecting dues for this year. So I would, my own personal opinion would be that I think we should allow the bylaws committee to handle it pretty much in the fashion that they're already addressing it, and then that it be proposed to the club a few months down the road to be adopted into the new bylaws and start the collection of whatever we agree on at the time for 2016.
I make a motion to that effect.
I second.
You got all those?
I've got a tape record.
Oh, you got
motion.
LaRue made the motion and Malcolm had the second.
Yeah.
All in favor of allowing that, what? More discussion? Go ahead.
Okay, I've already started charging $1 for spouses for this year.
The new bylaws.
Exactly. I would suggest that we continue having the family member pay the $1 for this year.
Because that's what the current bylaws call.
Right.
That's what,
and we're already into the year.
And then next year, whenever the bylaws are passed, then we can take the next year, next January, with this new group of every, how much it's going to be.
Any more discussion? We have a motion and a second on the floor.
Do we have a repeat of the motion?
The motion is to allow the bylaws committee to address it in their proposal for acceptance at a later date, and any discussion or modification to that can be made at that time before the new bylaws are adopted, and then the new dues schedule will be effective for the 2016 collection of dues. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
And any opposed? Motion carries. All right. Any new business?
I moved for adjournment.
We haven't got to new business yet.
How about old business?
We have
further old business. More old business.
Well, go ahead on with it.
Last February, I challenged the members to make as many contacts with W1AW Portable as they possibly could. There was a very nice set of sheets from W1AW that you could fill out. You know, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, W1AW sent people out to each state and each territory that were active twice during the year. Is all HF and VHF, VHF being 6 meters and 2 meters. But anyway, how many of you guys worked any of the W1AW stations? Did any one of you work over 109?
No.
Carl did. Carl worked 109. And he didn't even try hard. And it was mostly CW. Well, anyway, Carl, do you want a computer or do you want a little radio?
I don't need a computer. I got a lot of
them. Well, reach right over there under my hat and get that radio.
All right. Radio is what we're all about, right?
That's right.
All right.
Thank you. I bought a nice new power.
As I announced on the net tonight, Carl is our CW expert.
Who's that? All right, any other old business? All right, new business. Anyone have anything to bring to the floor?
I handed out the 2015 calendars. I want to make one correction on it. The field day exercise in June is not going to be on the 22nd. It's going to be on the 27th and 28th. I'm allowed one mistake this year, and I've already made it.
Oh, God.
Per month.
It's in there, June the 22nd, and it's the 27th and 28th.
Yeah.
And Carl will be getting a late
call
next week.
Looks like my.
It's going to be all good.
If you have anything you want to add to the calendar, just give me an email and I'll sure
you can't read.
Very good job.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Can I get up a question? How much is that going to cost?
This is going to be free.
Free. Your favorite word.
That's your price.
Free.
He can hear you just fine.
He just loves to hear it.
Over and over.
We do have a concern from the bylaws committee, and we noticed that our current bylaw right now is the one that was turned into the IRS a couple of years ago to allow us to get the 501c3. In that bylaws, it states the quorum is made up 40% of the membership. And that's a concern to us because we're legal, so we barely made the election. If we were one or two people short on the election, there would have been no election. So the bylaws has already addressed this last year too as well, but we couldn't do anything and we can't do anything about changing the bylaws until we get the bylaws changed to the one we're currently using. So we're kind of in this loop of not able to do anything. And so that's a concern for us right now, and voting for the new bylaws for next month is that we may not be able to get 40% quorum to even adopt the new bylaws. So what we are asking to do today at this meeting, and of course according to the bylaws, we have to present it and then 30 days later vote on it. So we're presenting a motion today to amend the bylaws, and then we'll vote on it next month. So the change that we would like to make is to change the quorum from 40% to 20%, and then that allow us, when we present the new bylaws to you all, we feel safe that we'll have 20% of the membership be able to pass the new bylaws. 20%.
That's plenty.
Any discussion? All right.
I make a motion.
So. LaRue makes a motion that be placed on the agenda for next meeting. And we'll call for a vote at that time. Robert Ward is the second. All in favor of bringing that to a vote next meeting? Any opposed? And that motion carries. Any other new business?
Bob opposed.
Did Bob oppose it?
Yeah. He raised it.
And see.
Okay.
I'm sorry to be against that, but I'm not trying to be rude or anything. I thought the last hurdle was going to reduce it to 25 to 30%, and I felt that was a decent number at that point. 20% I think is a little bit too low. And I think you guys have already discussed that. We talked about it in our meeting, right?
we look at the historical data of the members that attended the last year, and it's hovering right above 20%. So if we go above 20%, we don't have any safety bunch of meetings that we're not going to be able to do anything with.
We just don't want to paint ourselves into a corner and have something to deal with and not have enough folks to do
it. I can honestly understand and appreciate that, really. How did you go about it? You went back through the last sign-in sheet?
We went through the sign-in sheets last year and looked at how many members were actually attending.
Okay, I digress. I'll go for it.
He's done his due diligence, sir.
All right, any other comments from the floor today? Anything that needs to be brought up for discussion? And seeing none, we need a motion for adjournment.
There's one on the floor.
You have one?
Yeah. We're fixing to give a general test back here. If anybody wants to join us and take an extra or technician test, we'd be glad to have them.
All right, Greg, you want to make your motion now?
It's on the floor.
Okay, we still have a motion for adjournment on the floor. We will entertain that now at this time. Do we have a second?
A second.
All in favor? Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, great meeting, man.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.